This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel pulled tanks out of some Gaza City districts on Monday, residents said, as it announced plans to shift tactics and cut back on troop numbers in its war with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Israel is withdrawing some of its forces from Gaza to shift to more targeted operations against Hamas, an official said on Monday. The shift to mopping up operations signals a new phase in Israel's offensive and is expected to last for months. Some of the troops pulled out of Gaza would be prepared for rotation to the northern border with Lebanon, an official said. The reduction would also allow some reservists to return to civilian life, shoring up Israel's war-battered economy.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Israel's defense minister said on Monday communities in the range of 4 to 7 kilometers north of Gaza Strip will soon be able to return home. A first phase of 7 communities was already decided, said Yoav Gallant in a video statement without providing more info on when it's expected to happen. Tens of thousands were forced to leave their homes in southern Israel following October 7th attacks. Israel's Supreme Court on Monday struck down a highly disputed law passed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing government that rolled back some of the high court's power and sparked months of nationwide protests. The law was part of a broader judicial overhaul proposed by Netanyahu and his coalition of religious and nationalist partners, which caused a deep rift in Israel and concern over the country's democratic principles among Western allies. Monday's court decision could test the cohesion of an emergency government formed to manage the war against Hamas. This is VOA News. A powerful earthquake that hit central Japan on New Year's Day killed at least 6 people as police and local authorities early on Tuesday reported bodies being pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. The quake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6 struck in the middle of the afternoon on Monday, destroying buildings, knocking out power to tens of thousands of homes, and prompting residents in some coastal areas to flee to higher ground. It also triggered waves about 1 meter high along Japan's long western seaboard as well as in neighboring South Korea. Army personnel were dispatched to help with rescue operations, while one local airport in the worst-hit Ishikawa prefecture shut after the quake tore open cracks in the runway. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa has predicted Zimbabwe's economy will turn around this year, but as Columbus Mumhunga reports from Harare, economists are not as optimistic as Zimbabweans continue to leave the country.
In a New Year message broadcast to Zimbabweans at home and in the diaspora on national television and on social media, President Emmerson Mnangagwa said all was shaping for a prosperous Zimbabwe. He said the mining sector had surpassed the target of $12 billion in 2023, while the country was now food sufficient. According to World Bank, the primary reason Zimbabweans migrate is to search for economic opportunities. Columbus Mavungam, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Russia's latest drone attacks in Ukraine are coming with another warning from Moscow. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Russia launched a record 90 Shahed-type drones across Ukraine during the early hours of the new year, and President Vladimir Putin said his country would intensify its attacks on its neighbor. Putin said Ukraine could expect more such strikes after shelling the Russian border city of Belgorod that killed more than 2 dozen people and wounded more than 100 others. Putin called that a terrorist act. In Ukraine, a 15-year-old boy was killed and 7 people wounded after falling debris from one of 87 downed Russian drones hit a residential building in the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa. I'm Norman Hall.
Russia's police have detained thousands of migrants across the country in New Year's Eve raids, with scores of them facing deportation, Russian media reported on Monday. About 3,000 migrants were detained in Russia's second-largest city of St. Petersburg during checks to prevent crime, Russia's RIA state news agency reported. Russia's SOT online news outlet said a man from Tajikistan who was dressed as Santa Claus was among migrants detained. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.